Hi, Carmen. This is Kevin over at Frankenmuth Insurance. I was just trying to reach out to you just to kind of give you understanding a little bit. So I'll just kind of leave you a voicemail. I'm going to be out of the office next week when you return. So it's in regards to Daniel Friedman. I see you've been included in an email. He's been exchanging with our office or with me in particular. He had a claim with us, and he has some exterior issues that he's alleging is storm related, and we've done an inspection and there's literally no storm related damage to these areas. It's simply some flashing issues that need to be addressed. So it's more of a preventative problem. Things that, you know, need to be changed to prevent this water from coming in, but it's unrelated to any storm-related damage. He just doesn't want to ultimately pay for those costs. And I'm assuming you've been seeing that in these emails or get the understanding. So when I got involved, I told the insured that we can send an engineer out. You know, he was basically indicating, you know, that he was wanting to try to resolve this. So I told him, hey, as an option, I'll pay you the cost for the engineer to resolve the issue, meaning, hey, it costs $1,800 for us to send an engineer. If you choose not to, I'll pay you the cost and the issue's resolved. We'll close out the claim and move on. Or we can have an engineer inspect. So as you can see in the email chains, the insured now is indicating he accepts the $1,800, but he still disagrees with the exterior issues, which again, you know, there's no sense to that. The idea is, hey, you take the 1800 as a concession or, you know, a goodwill gesture on our part and we close it. Or if you really are confident there's damage, then we'll send an engineer out and confirm it. If the engineer comes back and says, no, there's no storm related, it's just preventative, then there's no monies issued. So I gave him an opportunity at least to collect $1,800, but he's just, you know, being, I don't understand at some point. So we're going to basically send a partial denial based on the situation. We did inspect the property again with another adjuster a few weeks ago, and that adjuster said there's absolutely no issues out there. He talked to the customer about what was going on. And so at this point, you know,